This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now, moving on to our next story. When we look at the recent terror attacks that have taken place in Sri Lanka and New Zealand, one question that comes up is this. What could we have done to prevent this? What role do you and I play in fighting terrorism? Now, the National Patriots Association believes that all members of society, from the average Malaysian all the way to the rulers, have a role to play. Patriots President Brigadier General Arshad Raji called for zero tolerance and no sympathy for terrorists. He also said that we should always be vigilant to report suspicious activities and not spread any hate news or messages against any religion. So I am not sure if this behavior is something that's ingrained in us. You know, we want to know from you, do you think about terrorism as something that could happen here? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio.
Yeah, obviously, yes, we need to be sure that we're not spreading hate and intolerance of any religion. But I don't know, each situation is very particular, and the extreme difference between the New Zealand white supremacists. Meanwhile, you go across to Sri Lanka, and it was like rich people, a rich Sri Lankan family that committed this atrocity. I would never have imagined that. It's just like, really? It seems so crazy. So you don't. It's hard to know where it'll come from. I think an issue that needs to be thought about, though, is what are our emergency services? What are our responses to this kind of thing? What would we do if we think we're seeing something? At the same time, not weaponizing our suspicion,
right,
as a tool to encourage a more authoritarian society. It's like, oh, we live in such fear. We need a strong leader and a strong government to take care of us and keep us in our place. We don't want to do that either. But certainly, I would be questioning our emergency response to this kind of thing. Are we integrated and are we prepared?
You know, on that note, I was looking at what's done in other countries. So in this case, Patriots is asking us to just not spread hate and have no tolerance or sympathy towards terrorists. In the UK, though, the police have asked the public to look out for suspicious behaviour. So if, let's say, they find someone possessing chemicals or fertilisers for no obvious reasons, or if they've been carrying out surveillance, basically any odd behaviour, to just report it to the police. And of course, the concern there is, well, what if that wastes the time of police officers having to use resources to investigate that might not be anything suspicious at all. Though the other end of the argument, I believe, is also, you know, heading to that authoritarian state. It does lead to unfair profiling. It does lead to paranoia as well.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if I travel to London, to Heathrow, I'm always called out. You know, do you mind, sir, if we give you one of these random spot checks? Well, okay, let's do it. But it's strange when you're on the London Underground in London. Obviously, this is where there were these explosions took place. 7/7. This is back in nearly 10 years ago, and a lot of people died. And so friends of mine, obviously, they have to then travel on the London Underground every day. And at first, they were really paranoid and scared, but now they're sort of letting go. But there are always these announcements saying, you know, if you spot a package, what did they say? See it, spot it, sort it, or something. And that's good. But on the other hand, it keeps you at a heightened sense of tension,
yeah,
and concern and suspicion. And so it reinforces the need to keep watching people. Who is that person? What kind of person is he invariably? Can I trust that person's by their ethnicity?
Yeah.
And I find that very troubling. Just a constant kind of like tension.
You know, when I was reading into this as well, it was also the fact that just the news cycle that's been heavily and seriously talking about terrorism all the time. And of course, it's when it happens, because I guess it happens a bit rarely in some parts of the world, that news becomes so vibrant the moment attacks like these happen. there are psychological consequences to reporting these stories. We do become more stressed out. Our anxiety is heightened. And over time, I think, as we become more and more exposed to news like this, it's strange that we don't become desensitized. In fact, we do just become a lot more stressed in general. So, you know, on that note that you made about the announcements in the London Underground, I wonder if that just makes the whole experience of being in public transport there just a bit less, well, a bit less comfortable.
Yeah, absolutely. It does. It certainly does. And I would say also that it does make certain communities feel suspicious of other communities because it's being reminded every day. Not to say that people shouldn't be vigilant, but perhaps sometimes there can be a case of over-vigilance. I know I have a friend of mine in England, and all he does is consume news all the time. Mm. And the news that is always coming through is the horror stories of terrorist atrocities. And he is, I mean, he's a friend of mine. He's a very good friend of mine. But he's become deeply suspicious and scared of Muslims.
Yeah.
And what in a way, what can you say to stop him?
After this, we'll be speaking to Yuva Raj, Head of Executive Protection and Corporate Risk Division at the International Association for Counterterrorism and Security Professionals Center for Security Studies. We'll be back to chat with him right after this on the Evening Edition. This is BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
It's the Evening Edition with Kelvin and Cam, and we've been talking about the NGO Patriots and their call to remind people that all members of society, from the average Malaysian all the way to the rulers, have a role to play in combating terrorism. We are now crossing over to Yuva Raj, Head of Executive Protection and Corporate Risk Division at the International Association for Counterterrorism and Security Professionals Center for Security Studies. Yuva, thanks for joining us on the show. What do you think about the idea of fighting terrorism is a responsibility for everyone?
I think, you know, I would support what they are stating, and I think they are very right on saying that, because it is no longer a government or the police or the law enforcement's problem. Terrorism is real. It is affecting all of us. So all of us need to get involved in this. Of course, you know, terrorism can be prevented, can be predicted using most people's involvement into the whole process. It cannot just be one person dealing with that or one agency dealing with that. All of us have to take that responsibility. So I definitely support that, because I think a lot of people live in denial that they're not going to become the victims or they're not going to be involved, and it doesn't concern them. And I think that's wrong. It concerns us all. You know, it can be your family member, it can be your friend, it can be a neighbor, but it affects all of us. So I think it's important. We do have to take responsibility, you know, as a collective effort.
So how would you imagine involving everyday Malaysians without leading to things like paranoia and vigilantism?
Well, you know how this is, right? Like, you know, the unknown always creates fear in all of us, right? This is the problem. So the idea is, what we are trying to tell people is, understand what terrorism is, and understand the roots of it, how it's affecting us, why it's happening. And once you understand all this, it doesn't scare us anymore. It only prepares us even better to deal with it, and it gets us involved in the process of being able to identify of any suspicious events or incidents that can actually lead to terrorism, you know, even crimes. Sometimes we dismiss all this because we think somebody else will handle this, but we are the people on the ground, you know, meeting, you know, living in the community, living in the civilian environment, and we are the people who are involving on a daily basis in the real environment. So we need to be educated about what can we do when we see such things from happening. And, you know, the truth is, terrorism is a process. It doesn't just happen. There is a process that happens, you know, there is a response and reactions to leading to a terrorist incident. So the idea is to educate the public, to educate every single Malaysians, you know, to understand how it happens, so they can identify any suspicious characters or incidents or events leading up to this, terrorism potentials. So the idea is, the more they know, the more easier they can help us to identify this and notify the authorities as well.
What are some examples of what a suspicious situation would look like?
All right, like basically when we do our courses, when we do training, a lot of awareness programs, we teach them something called the baseline. Baseline is, you know, after work, everybody walks in one direction to a petrol station, I mean, to a LRT station or a center of office or whatever, and you see this person in the middle of the sun wearing a jacket, wearing a helmet, walking among them, or somebody, you know, carrying a big backpack, you know, who doesn't fit the description of a normal corporate worker. See, those guys will give you what we call a suspicious indication. So the idea is to identify what is the baseline, what is the normal thing that actually happens in a daily life, and then to identify what is not normal that we are picking up on that particular moment. So, of course, this needs to be taught, this needs to be trained in, and once you identify and understand all this, you can easily pick this up. I'll give you another example. Let's say you're in an LRT station and you see a bag left on your seat. There is a bag left and nobody is actually taking responsibility, or, you know, nobody identifies it as theirs. That is a cue. That is a suspicious item. So you need to make sure we take responsibility and report that bag in, because we simply do not know what's inside. But today's community, I mean, today's life, a lot of people, when they see something like this, they don't get involved, you know, because they don't care. So the idea is we want to tell people, take responsibility, be part of the effort. Don't just do this tira apa attitude and really get involved. Make sure everything is safer not just for yourself, but it's also safer for everybody else.
And who should you be reporting these things to?
Okay, I usually we do let them know to call, of course, the police, the response center. You can also report it to the, like now, these days we have a lot of police bases everywhere in like LRT stations and a lot of important areas we have police beats. You can notify those people as well. And in terms of terrorism-related incidents, you can, report such incidents directly to the Malaysian Counterterrorism Unit. They have a special number, which I'm not sure right now, but you can Google it, and most people can get that number and report whatever they want on the line.
In the event that a terrorist attack occurs, how prepared are we in terms of responding to it? Who are the agencies involved in the response?
Okay, basically right now, I think in Malaysia, we have a lot of joint task force. I know a lot of agencies are now working together, like the SMART teams. We have search and rescue teams. We have the emergency services and JPAM and the police, the law enforcement unit. And we also have the counterterrorism unit. I'm pretty sure they have already put a place of synergistic working process. And I've seen them working also in a lot of scenario contingency plannings and training. So I think when something like this happens, our government specifically already have a lot of measures in place. But that is just part of the equation, because remember, the one who's affected is the public, the civilians, the people like you and me. So we need to be part of this process as well. We need to educate ourselves so we can, also lessen the impact of this when something like this happens, because ultimately, terrorism is the idea of terrorism is to create, such a huge disruption. So we should be able to be part of this non-disruption. We should be able to, recover fast, be resilient, and be part of the support for the government as well, for all these agencies.
In your opinion, what can we do to be prepared, whether it's at the government level or for the Malaysian public?
All right. I think first and foremost, we should stop being in denial. We should take responsibilities for ourselves. There are a few things we can do. We can take initiation to enhance our personal safety and also the safety of our family members, friends, and all that. Also understand some anti-terrorism measures, anti-crime measures, because crime and terrorism can take the same process, same cycle. And the idea is to, to implement situational awareness wherever we are. We are always aware of what is going around us. Second is assessing, any threat, risk, or vulnerability that exists around us. Most of us are not aware of these things, and to understand and to be able to identify what are the threats that are, that exist in where I am, what sort of risk I can be facing, and what sort of vulnerability am I displaying to people out there. And also creating fences of safety, amplifying our safety by creating a lot of safety measures. Just like being in a house, we have the locks, we have the alarm system. Some of us have dogs. Just by layering protective measures like this will keep us more safer. And also establishing a support system. Basically, being able to know who to call in case of an emergency, keeping your relevant law enforcement agency numbers for any assistance, medical assistance, whatever, you know, being able to put all this in place. When you need them, you know who to call. And lastly, of course, being decisive and being able to take action when necessary. When you see something suspicious, you report that. When you identify in a suspicious character per se or items in your environment, the idea is to report it in. It doesn't take long. It doesn't take much. We have to do our responsibilities as citizens of this country and keeping ourselves safe and keeping others safe. So these are simple measures that we can do. And, of course, also educate ourselves, in terms of anti-terrorism awareness. What can I do now to make myself more safer, than I was yesterday? It is very important to teach our kids as well, so they also know what responses they can take when something like this happens.
Yuva, thanks for speaking with us. That was Yuva Raj, Head of Executive Protection and Corporate Risk Division at the International Association for Counterterrorism and Security Professionals, Center for Security Studies.
That's my job title, I think, isn't it? I wouldn't mind that.
And more after this on the Evening Edition. It's BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.